cost of living is stressful enough. The fact that Mr. Obed's family cannot be reunified due to fears over the Muslim ban is stressful enough. His several thousand dollar a month Bronx mortgage is stressful enough. The anti-immigrant sentiment of this administration is stressful enough.
I choose this.
It is not about the border. It is certainly not about the well-being of everyday Americans.
They had their entire lives ahead of them. Birthdays, graduations, weddings, kids of their own. Among the fallen were also teachers, men and women who devoted their lives to helping our children fulfill their dreams.
I know that I have the body but of a weak and feeble woman, but I have the heart and stomach of a king, and a king of England too. And think foul scorn that Parma or Spain or any prince of Europe should dare to invade the borders of my realm. I myself will take up arms. I myself will be your general, judge, and rewarder of every one of your virtues.
Our challenges
are the idea held by generations of citizens.
Honesty.
Who believe that America is a constant work in progress.
And hard work.
Who believe that loving this country requires more than singing its praises or avoiding uncomfortable truths. It requires the occasional disruption. The willingness to speak out for what is right, to shake up the status quo, that's America.
Sweat and blood.
Facts, evidence, reason, logic, an understanding of science. These are good things. These are qualities you want in people making policy.
Black, white, Latino, Asian, Native American, young, old, gay, straight, men, women, folks with disabilities, all pledging allegiance under the same proud flag to this big, bold country that we love. That's what I see. That's the America I know.
With hope and virtue, let us brave once more the icy currents and endure what storms may come. Let it be said by our children's children that when we were tested, we refused to let this journey end. That we did not turn back, nor did we falter. And with eyes fixed on the horizon and God's grace upon us, we carried forth that great gift of freedom and delivered it safely to future generations.